T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pirates in the GM search, Ron. They've employed a search firm in this. I suppose that's normal. But I would hope you would also have contacts that would help you get people, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's just one tool. Now, wasn't it the hiring of Pitt, the AD, that there was supposedly a conflict of interest in their search firm?
Yeah, because it was one of Scott Barnes's guys.
Right, right. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how.
Who I think had hired Barnes, or Barnes had hired him in the past.
Sort of,
something going on.
Some
there.
Sort of, you know, conflict of interest. And I don't think that's the way to go. But I think it's probably fairly routine that, you know, you have somebody help you find candidates, measure level of interest, and then you got to do the work yourself after that.
What should they be looking for here, Ron? You know Tony LaCava? Is he a guy who would interest you?
I don't know much about those guys. I mean, I've heard his name being mentioned. I would like to see somebody that has a record of player drafting and development, maybe an assistant, a Tampa assistant, or somebody that's had Oakland assistant that's had success kind of operating the way the Pirates have to operate. I don't know who those guys are. It's Travis Williams' job to know who they are. But you got to have somebody that's can do that. You know, the analytics, as much as I don't pay attention to it, it's a huge part of it. Guy's got to be capable with that. But to me, it comes down to player development and drafting.
Exactly. And that's why somebody asked me that in my mailbag that we're going to get to later, Ron.
I can't wait. It's such a highlight of the week for me.
A highlight or the highlight of the week?
At the Villa's up on the list, too.
Studs and Duds, maybe third. After a Steelers
having
game.
Pompeiani in on Mondays.
That's
obviously
the highlight of the week, right? Yes. Who would be your choice? I was asked for the new Pirates GM. And of the names that I've seen in the profiles, that I don't claim to know any of these people and didn't even know their names before I started reading about this search as it's going along, Billy Owens, assistant GM and director of player personnel for the A's, is a very interesting person. He's been doing this stuff with Billy Bean now for 19 years. And he's basically in charge of talent evaluation and acquisition at the amateur level. Give me that guy.
That's something that, yeah. I mean, you ask what type of guy. Again, I don't know him, but that type of guy, absolutely.
Now, the problem, of course, is will they feel in this market that they'll have a good chance of winning? Who else wants them? Apparently, the Giants, he's worked with their head of baseball operations before in Oakland. Apparently, they wanted him or want him. I haven't seen a headline on him in a couple weeks now. And maybe other people will be interested in him for one of a variety of roles. So the Pirates might have to outbid some teams. They might have to sell themselves to a guy like that.
Yeah,
Ron.
You know, he may say, you know what, I've seen your history. I've seen how you operate. I'm not interested. You may have to sell yourself to him. Absolutely.
Let's go to Mason in McKeesport, getting back to the Penguins. What's up?
What's up? I wanted to just point out here to you guys, see if you agree, that the Penguins are struggling because they don't have enough speed to keep up with the league. There are some teams.
Yeah, I'll jump in right there, Mason, and say the Penguins have become fast again, and they are keeping up with the league. In fact, when you look at them, just name a game: Edmonton, Boston last night, Tampa Bay recently. They're at least holding their end of the bargain, and I think outskating teams. I think they're fast again.
Yeah, maybe last year I would agree with that. Not so much this year.
You don't agree, Mason?
No, they didn't look good at all yesterday. I saw at least 3 odd man breakaways, which that led to the first goal.
Well, they're the ones who had the breakaways, right? I mean, I don't know. I would agree. Would have agreed with you. At some points in the recent past, I never thought they were slow, but I thought their speed was no longer a competitive advantage.
The league caught up to them, right?
Yeah, and now I think that this year, in terms of style and some of the people they had, although I'd like to see Sam Lafferty back here,
and you
I
will.
Think that they've outplayed people to a large degree, even in their losses. I just don't think that's
who jumped
true
into
anymore.
The lineup last night for Hornquist.
Cahoon came back in. Cahoon, he was a healthy scratch.
So I'm assuming now you may see Lafferty back up here, if he'll get some shots at playing. Who do you take out? Well, I think that you can rotate guys a little bit, play in a hot hand. I know you want Lafferty to play all the time in the minor leagues, but I would think he'd be an extra, at least an extra guy. I don't know who else you'd call up.
Yeah, I would like to see that. I'd like to see him back with this team.
What's longer term mean? To you, it means more than 3 weeks, right? Probably.
When I hear longer term, yeah, I think
a month.
Yes. But, like you said, they said it with Gino and he was back. I don't know how long he was back.
Yeah.
I think the Penguins, again, to me, look like they're outplaying a number of teams, but at some point it has to translate into winning.
And you got to finish, unlike in the Edmonton game when they only scored the one goal. And that was a shorthanded goal by Dumoulin, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that guy was talking about the breaks for the Bruins. The Penguins, like the Penguins in recent years would go weeks without a breakaway. They had, in these past couple games, past three, four, five games, even longer than that, just last night.
Marino on the goal.
Marino had that one. That was sort of a lucky break. He had that coming out of the penalty box. He had Galchenyuk was sent in by Gino. I thought Galchenyuk had a good game, and I kind of liked that line. And Brian Rust was flying all over the place with, if you don't want to call them clean breakaways, they were something close to it a couple times. And by the way, the idea that they were ever going to trade Brian Rust, I don't know if it was real or not, but that would have been a really bad move because his style, to me, fits in with exactly how they want to play Ron.
Yeah, but what I was hearing was it was definitely he was the guy that was going to go. If they had to get under the cap, he was going to be the guy. And then he managed to do some stuff otherwise.
And that would have been a terrible move.
And it might have turned out to be terrible. But there's no doubt in my mind he was the guy they were looking to move.
I wonder why him over Bukestad or somebody like that.
I still think that he's the guy that Rutherford was fingering at the end of the year. Remember when he said, we have guys that are content to sit on their Stanley Cups. They got their deals and they're content. Now, I don't know 100% sure that it was Russ, but I think that's a guy.
May have been, but I don't agree with him there either. Do you? That Russ looked like a guy who was a fat cat last year? I don't think so.
He was bad. He was good. Then would he get hurt a little bit? I don't know. He didn't have a great year for me, but a lot of them didn't, starting with Malkin.
Yeah. I don't think he had a great year, but that's a long ways for me of trading a young, fast, proven clutch player.
Right.
I never would have dealt him, and I think if they were going to, they'll be glad that they didn't.
Right.
Because that speed is irreplaceable to me.
He can skate.
Mike Tomlin's news conference coming up at noon, and I want to get into some Steeler talk. And also, Eric Mangini just ripped the Ravens. There's a lot of praise going around for the Ravens for how they're using Lamar Jackson and what they're doing, and their record is pretty good.
Yeah, hard to quibble with 6-2, isn't it?
No, but you and I have also questioned the sustainability of that offense.
No, but yeah. I mean, it's hard to question what they've done so far. You win in Pittsburgh, you win in Seattle, and you beat New England. Those are three pretty nice wins.
Right, but that's not the question that he's raising either. It's the sustainability of what they're doing.
We've said that all along.
Can they keep it up? And you'll hear exactly what Mangini said about how the Ravens are using Lamar Jackson. Is it fair or not? In the meantime, Ron, Gina Giampietro. Where did Gina go? I've lost her, Ron. She's lost. You have to entertain the people for a moment.
Should know Gina's resume by heart here, and I can just finish it for you. Start packing.
Where'd it go, Ron? I've lost it. Talk about Lamar Jackson. Talk about the Penguins. Talk about something. Help me.
We got Mike Tomlin coming up at high noon. I'd be eager to hear some things that he says. I heard Connor on the Fan afternoon show yesterday saying he's hopeful he's coming back. Yeah, these guys are always hopeful, though. And I just don't know. They beat the Rams again. They beat the Colts somehow. I don't know how they beat the Rams without Ben and without Connor. I think he's real key to them coming back to get some sort of running game going to help Mason Rudolph a little bit. You can't get, four catches, whatever they had out of their top two wide receivers and beat just about anybody.
We're going to have to come back to Gina Giampietro, Ron, and thank you for filling in there. But I'm going to tell people about Gina's obligation guarantee. I will tell you about that.
Start packing.
Yes, coming up on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.